station.
PM, which normally is a perfectly good time for doing some tea drinking. That is not the time that we have right now. No, it is not. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that's a really good time to pour some Dahong Pao into a tiny little teacup. Oh, yeah. I'm drinking Dahong Pao today. Who am I? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. Oh, yeah. It's so delicious. Yes, I had to go back to the Dahong Pao today because, I missed it. I haven't had it in a few days, and I am now completely and utterly addicted to it. Oh, yeah. So I gotta drink this cup right now. Oh, it's like ambrosia. Oh, the tea is so delicious. It's so delicious that now I need some numbers. So let's find the numbers. Oh, here she is. Here's the numbers lady. She was hiding under this small table where numbers ladies are apt to hide. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 507, number 524, number 525. Number 526, number 527. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. I'm glad that we could have this lovely talk. All right, the next thing on today's agenda is to go try to figure out what the hell the cat's doing, because there's noises upstairs. There was noises early this morning. I kind of slept good, but I was awakened a couple of times by the cat. And so the cat's been wigging out, and she's... Now I do not see the cat anywhere. Okay, this is mysterious, because I just heard her thumping around, jumping up and down on something. And there was noise, and there was Kitty Yang's, and I could hear, meang, meang, meang. Okay, there she is. Hi, boo to you, too. Oh, yes, you're a good baby. What are you doing over here? Oh, you like my guitar case? Yeah, rub your face up against it. Isn't that fun? It's fun for a baby. When cats rub their face on things, they are owning them. In case you didn't know. Cats have scent glands. I don't remember exactly where they are, somewhere kind of on their face, and they rub their face on stuff, and that means they own it. Okay, so you're walking over to the door here. That's nice. What are we doing standing here in front of the door? Oh, I know you want to go outside because I want to go outside too, but we're not going outside again today because it's cold. Oh, it's just a couple degrees over freezing. So, yeah, it's like, I'm trying to see, 34 degrees maybe, and that's Fahrenheit, obviously, otherwise it would be really hot. And there goes my sinuses. And so, yeah, we're not going outside today. Tobe's not going outside, which is making me annoyed.
And it makes my baby kitty annoyed too, yang, yang, yangers.
You can't go outside. There's still snow on the ground. There's snow on my deck.
Yes, there's snow out there. You don't want to get any snow in your kitty toes.
So even though it's 2 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, 2 degrees, meow.
There's still snow on the ground. It's not melting fast enough for me. It better be gone tomorrow, or I'm going to kick all this snow's ass. There are tracks all over my deck where some dudes have been walking around. And I thought I heard something moving around last night. I was on my computer a little bit after midnight, and I thought I heard something out the window. And yeah, something was walking around. And there's two sets of tracks out here. There's one set of tracks that walks up the stairs and comes across the deck in a very odd pattern. Like the tracks are almost stepping on each other, and I know what this is. And as I look a little bit closer, I can see the toes. Guess what? These are possum tracks. I have possum tracks on my back deck. I can see the little toes sticking out of the tracks and everything, and look at how the tracks are almost on top of each other. Oh, it's so awesome. There's another set of tracks here, too. Actually, there's a couple. I don't know what that is. That right there, well, that could be a... That's not big enough to be a snoodler, unless it was a kind of a little snoodler, a little raccoon, but I actually think those are cat tracks. There's this cat that's been hanging out in my backyard recently. I see it hanging out and just chilling every once in a while. The other day when it was really sunny, it was sleeping out by the bird bath. I thought that was a funny place for a cat to take a nap. Needless to say, we're not going outside no matter how much my cat wants to. Sorry, baby. Oh, do you want some more kitty water already? I filled this cup up this morning. Just not even 20 minutes ago. 30 minutes ago, tops. I must have some kind of thirsty baby today. So we're going to fill the kitty cup up with water again. Put it back on the floor. Here's some kitty water for you. Oh, so yummy. Oh, it's so yummy. Okay. So now that we've got that out of the way, yes, we've got a possum walking around in the neighborhood. That's awesome. We usually have one or two wandering around. I see them on my back deck sometimes. I see them when they're walking around in the neighborhood sometimes. So anyway, we need to go back into this room just to grab the tea. So let's grab all this stuff here. And we're going to head into the other room. All this stuff, of course, being the tea carafe and my little teacup. And we're going to go in the other room. And we're going to try to sit down. My hip was killing me earlier, but now, yeah, like 15, 10 minutes ago, right before this show started, my hip was killing me. So painful. So owie. But now it's kind of, it's better. So let's see if we can sit down here. Oh, and look who, look who followed closely behind. Hi, baby. You want to do some kitty stuff on the banky? Okay. Don't let me sit on you. All right. I'm down. I'm on the floor. We gotta pull the blankets up over my legs. Oh yeah, somebody's anxious to get in. Get in there. Get in that kitty pit so we can do some kitty business. Okay, kitty business commencing. Oh, we gotta pet this kitty up. Oh my gosh, we haven't done any kitty business in over 8 hours. We gotta sit here and pet up a kitty. There you go. Turn around once or twice and sit back down. You can lick the blankie, don't eat the fuzz, but you can't eat any lint. There, see? My cat is trying to eat lint. I don't know what she thinks it is, but she thinks she has to eat it. Now, no eating, you donkey madunkins. All right, so here we are, sitting on the floor, having a good time, and obviously... Oh, how am I going to do this? We're going to have to do the tea trick. Because I have nowhere to set anything. I had to reach behind me there to grab the tea. We got to do the knee pour, the famous tobe tea trick where we balance the tiny teacup on my knee and then pour tea into it. Yes, that is the actual sound of it happening. All right, so now I've got a full teacup balanced on my knee. My cat's looking at it going, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I say, "I'm drinking tea." "What's it look like I'm doing?" "Oh, it's good." And I'm confused by what I'm seeing on TV. Some kind of racing. How can this be? Everything's been canceled. There's somebody going around the track. It's Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy, the American football player who then became a football coach and then who became a football commentator on some sports channel. He's riding in the back seat of this two-seat IndyCar. What the hell is going on? This is the Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. This is, I'm assuming, St. Petersburg, Florida. Not, you know, St. Petersburg, Russia. This can't be right. What is going on here? We have sheer anarchy happening today on all of the sports channels. Let's go up to this one. Okay, bowling. This is actually bowling. Okay. We're going to go up to this basketball show. No basketball is happening because all sports have been canceled. Let's go down to the ESPN channels. Yeah, they don't even know what they're going to put on. To be announced. And then coming up after this, college basketball. Yeah, no, that's not happening. My God. So what do we have on the other ESPN? Oh, we have sports documentaries. Yeah, because there's no sports. Yeah, today's Sunday. This is Sunday. I should be sitting here watching football. But there is no football. Because coronavirus. So all the sports channels are having a fit trying to figure out what it is that they are going to air on TV. I can't imagine how much money they're losing. I was sort of just trying to estimate this in my head, just trying to get a ballpark number, just trying to get within one or two orders of magnitude, wondering how much money is going to be lost just because no sports. Man, it's crazy. So you want some advice? Yeah, sell short. The economy's going to tank. And we can make a lot of money when the economy tanks. Oh, don't move the blanket too much, Pippa. I'm pouring on my knee again, and my cat's flopping around on the blanket, threatening to pull the blanket, which would spill the tea onto her, which would be bad because it is kind of hot. And it's so, so good. It's not even funny how good this tea is. Oh, look. Apparently on Channel 152, the Cowboy Network, The American is on. This is a big deal rodeo. Let's see what they're doing on the Cowboy Channel, because there's no other sports and coronavirus does not affect cowboys or cowgirls in this case. Oh, it's roping. Oh, she lost the rope. That's not good. She had a good time going there, but she lost the lariat. So we got some roping going on. This is a short round shootout. This is not the multiple people. You know, this is not the two cowboy one, or in this case, two cowgirls. This is the one cowgirl. And look who's up. It's Jade Kenny. I like that hat, Jade. She's got this cool black cowboy hat on. And it's probably a Stetson. She's on a horse. She's got her lariat. And there she's jockeying for position, literally. And the horse gets ready. The horse looks ready to bolt. And they got a little tiny cow. They let the cow out, and she goes running after it. Boom, get the rope. Oh, and she lost the rope. Now, the time wasn't that good anyway. She had to give that cow a few extra steps. I guess it's a calf. It's a baby cow. And she got the loop around the calf just right, but then she lost the rope. The lariat. This is not a rope. This is a lariat. We have to use correct cowboy terminology today, kids, because Dubious Goals Committee is an educational show. And I don't know if you have rodeos where you live. I don't know where you live. Oh yeah, wait, I do. I know where Snow Dusk lives in Snow Country, aka Canada. X1 lives in chocolate. X1 lives in chocolate and guns country, which is Belgium. Also known for their fried potatoes and their waffles. And I do love waffles. All right, so where are we at with the cowgirls? Ooh, look at her belt buckle. I like it. Cowboys and cowgirls are often known for their belt buckles. So if you want a cowgirl up, make sure you have a cool belt buckle. God, where do they get these awesome hats? Here's Kelsey Chase from Cherokee, Oklahoma. She's a 3-time world champion in this particular discipline, and she's got a pinkish-orange lariat. I like it. She's got a black Stetson on, so she looks awesome. And she's got a cool belt buckle. There they go, the calf. Boom! Whoa! No wonder she's the world champion. 1.91 seconds. The time to beat was 2.17 seconds. And she just, boom, explodes out of the gate. Whip, 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 whip the lariat, and it goes around the calf's head. And look at this slow motion shot. Beep, whip, and there it is. 191. Nice. If you think you can rope a calf any faster than that, you need to take up the sport of rodeo. I do not think I could rope a calf. But then again, I've never tried. So maybe I just need to, I don't know, have more confidence in myself. Maybe this is something I just need to try. I can't remember the last time I rode a horse, though. And that's the trick. You have to be riding a horse when you do this. Otherwise, it would be too easy. Just standing there, you just drape a loop of rope around a calf's head. But no. All right, so Casey, she's walking up onto the stage. Oh, good Lord, look at this woman interviewing her. She's wearing more turquoise than Justin Johnson, and I didn't think that was possible. This woman is literally wearing 4 pounds of turquoise. That's 2 kilograms for my European and educated friends. She's being presented with a giant, you know, presentation check. Looks like it's made out of foam core, laminated foam core. And now I'm wondering, does she win one of those saddles? There's a bunch of saddles on the stage, too. And they look like trophy saddles. And when I say saddles, I do mean, you know, the thing you put on a horse to act as a chair. If you ride a horse, you need to have some kind of thing to sit on. This is called a saddle. This is for all my, you know, cowboy unaware type of friends. If you don't live in a horse place, I kind of live in a horse place. I can be to horses in about 10 minutes. There are horses in my town. There are funny places inside the city that have been grandfather clawsed in so you can actually have wildlife, which, you know, usually means horses. And I'm not too far away from any of those neighborhoods. Plus, I can be out of town pretty quickly. And I just thought of something else. I have one particular friend who lives in an odd spot. He lives just outside of Omaha, literally. He literally lives on the county line, which differentiates Omaha from everywhere else in that part of... There's some kind of weird law where the city of Omaha can only be in Douglas County. I'm not sure how this works, but anyway. My friend lives on the county line, and on 72nd Street, on like the main east-west, I mean north-south thoroughfare in Omaha. And on the way to his house, driving on 72nd Street, I drive by horses, I drive by sheep, and what else? There might be some other livestock, I don't know, but it's always fun when I'm going over to his house in the winter, and I drive by the sheep place, the sheep house, because these sheep wear coats. I've mentioned it before, these sheep, and when I say they wear coats, I mean, obviously they have coats of fur. But no, they wear manufactured coats, made by human coats made by human beings to be put onto sheep to keep sheep warm in the winter, because apparently that's something that needs to happen. Not familiar with the concept myself, because I don't actually know anything about sheep. But that makes me laugh every time. Here, we're sheep. We got to wear some coats and that, whatever. Wow, here's something else I'm learning just now that is very interesting to me. Whoever wins this roping contest wins $1 million. $1 million for being the fastest person to throw a rope over a little running cow. That's some good cash. That's some good bank. But as for now, we need to drink some more tea. Oh, yeah. And get into some music. I've got a weird one today. I've got something. I just thought of this a little while ago. I thought, I know what I want to hear today. Because I was thinking about busting out, you know, the Shadows and some guitar stuff. And maybe listen to the song Apache by Link Wray. No, Link Wray didn't write it, but he played it. But then I thought, oh wait, then there's Apache by Sugar Hill Gang. That might be interesting to listen to. Haven't heard that in a long time. And it, of course, has the classic Apache sample in it. So let's do that. Let's call this up. Sugar Hill Gang, Apache. Haven't heard this in decades.
Yeah. like Kimo Sabe, of course it's me, a better known as the Master G. I'm fucking them squads, sense the danger, when it's stung by the rapping ranger. Had a little talk with my medicine man, he said get them squads, fast educate to all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the end, you'll agree, but when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger when you're stung by the rapping ranger. With silver and I take a ride, all you chicks better step aside. I stay with squalls, then run away. How silver is what I'll say. How? Get out, the finger popping to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like the stuff that we call me.
What's that?
Hot butter popcorn. You just hibba hobba dibba bop a bang the boogie. You're wicked, bet you wanna boogie again. You can put me to the test at your request. I rock you out of your moccasins. Kimo Sabe got down, took off his mask. He kicked off the shoes and did the monster mash. Tonto came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to pat and go slam. Dunk to the jerk, and with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oonga, 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 oonga.
Yeah. Okay. You heard it here first. I bet that was the first time Apache by Sugar Hill Gang has ever been played on a non-radio. And you heard it here first on Dubious Goals Committee, because I like to bring you the most dubious goals ever. Why? I don't know. Sugar Hill Gang, Apache, Jump on It. Great song. Perhaps not quite as politically correct as it needs to be in this day and age. But, you know, come on. That was made in the 70s. And, I don't know, is it really that bad? Oh, my God. Ooh, ooh. Still, it's cool. I like it. I like it. It's funny. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're not going to drop Rapper's Delight on us. Oh, no, not today. There will be no Rapper's Delight today. But I'm going to reserve my right to play that in the future, just because that might be pretty cool. But I got something weird for you here, if it actually wants to go. This is actually a mashup of Sugar Hill Gang's Apache and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But of course, I'm not paying any attention whatsoever. And I'm noticing that we've only got, you know, what, like a minute left of this show to go? So maybe we might have to save this for later. I don't know. Maybe it's my chance to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio station of the Super Dimension Fortress. You're welcome.
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Anyway, I'm out of here. Bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.